The Grand Canyon University men's basketball team decimated New Mexico State in the finals of the Western Athletic Conference tournament in Las Vegas. The win locks in the Phoenix-based university's slot in the NCAA tournament, a first for GCU. They are the only Arizona school to make the tournament this year, as ASU lost more than half of its games in this abbreviated season, and the U of A is spending the postseason in self-imposed exile. This college basketball season has been chaotic as teams have been trying to generate a cohesive and consistent season while navigating COVID protocols. Joining me to parse out the Arizona presence in this year's March Madness tournament is Richard Obert, who covers GCU basketball for the Arizona Republic. And Richard, how significant is this tournament appearance for Grand Canyon University?
It's huge in a lot of ways. Financially, it's huge because that's a lot of money. The NCAA tournament might make more money for college sports than any other entity, you know, so that's big for the university. And then the other thing is just getting on the map. You know, everybody, I think a lot of people in the country know about the fans, the Havocs, you know, that's been one thing, and but they've never been shown on national TV. It's big for the school to finally, you know, a lot of people are probably still wondering, is Grand Canyon actually located in the Grand Canyon? So, you know, people are going to find out that it's actually in the heart of Phoenix.
This program went Division I with Dan Marley, of course, the Suns legend, as their head coach. And they had some really good seasons and seemed to be sort of on the brink of making the NCAA tournament. It didn't happen with Marley. What changed this year? They have a new head coach, a relatively new head coach. What changed this year for them?
Well, you know, when they brought Bryce Drew in, he's just, I don't know, there's something he's about him. He knows how to pull recruits out of the air, you know. I mean, they didn't really have a true recruiting process because of COVID. They had to do everything via Zoom and on the internet. So he was able to sell a couple of major prospects. One of those was Ashbourne Midgard, a 7'2", 70-pound center out of Wichita State who transferred. So for him to get him, he became the centerpiece of this team. That was huge. They needed a big man because they were probably the smallest team in the WAC last year. Now they became the biggest team in the WAC. And then the maturation of their point guard, Jovan Blackshear Jr., I think that took them over the edge. They became a much better team. Alessandro Labor didn't have to be the man all the time scoring. They had a lot of different players that were able to help, and I think they just hit the restart button. And every one of those kids are great kids, you know, and I think this was just the perfect timing for Bryce Drew to come in and get back into coaching.
So Grand Canyon will be the only Arizona school in the NCAA tournament. ASU did not have a great season. U of A has a self-imposed postseason ban this year. Does that make it maybe more significant for Grand Canyon University?
It is, because it's the only Division I school in Arizona right now that's playing the NCAA tournament. You know, nobody would have thought that would happen. You know, everybody always thought about Arizona as related to March Madness. And, you know, Arizona State was expected to be one of the best teams in the country this year. And for reasons, you know, I'm really not sure because I don't cover the team, but, you know, they just kind of fell apart. I know they lost a major piece with Marcus Bagley, who injured most of the year. So that hurt. They just really, I don't know if they had chemistry problems or what. I know COVID interrupted their season quite a bit.
Yeah.
But, and the Grand Canyon even played when Grand Canyon played them in December, you know, and got them to the final shot of the game and they lost by a point. Everybody thought, wow, Grand Canyon, that's huge. That's huge to take ASU to that point, you know, and nobody really knew how ASU would go the rest of their season. But I think that was a launching pad for Grand Canyon from then on out to show that, hey, they can play with just about anybody.
Is this a team that you think can win a game or maybe even two games in the NCAA tournament?
You know, I know Bryce Drew being there. This is his third time in the NCAA tournament as a coach. You know, he took Valpo, you know, where he played, and he played for his dad, Homer, and then he coached Valpo to a tournament, and then he coached Vanderbilt to a tournament, all in his first season cycle. Now he's doing it at Grand Canyon. But, you know, it's going to be tough because Iowa is the number two seed in the West. They've got probably the best big man in the country in Luka Garza. So, it's going to be a really, really difficult matchup. And they come out of the Big Ten, which is arguably the best conference in the country. So, but they have nothing to lose. You know, if they keep playing like they did in the tournament, you know, they played loose real, with a lot of freedom and in great intensity. You know, you never know what happens. That's why they call it March Madness, because you don't anticipate upsets like this that could possibly happen.
Right. Is this a team that is built for the long term? Like, do they have underclassmen who are going to be around for maybe another few years where they could make another run before they leave?
Yeah. Well, they're losing four really good seniors. Alexander Lever, but I think the NCAA, they said some of these guys can come back if they want because they can make it because of COVID. But the other thing, they do have some good under. I mean, Jovan Blackshear is only a sophomore. He was the WAC tournament MVP. They have some guys that really didn't play a lot this year, but they're really good players. They'll get their chance. I think recruiting wise, this is going to help them a ton. They're going to be able to get the major type prospects they normally wouldn't get, and possibly bring them in. So this is going to be a big recruiting help for the school.
All right. That is Richard Obert with the Arizona Republic. Richard, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.